April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer coming your way. The Parks Picks Pod. Later today, we will have our radio show. You will hear it. You will see it 1 to 3 on WIP. Most likely you will see it right here in this feed. So if you want some Eagles draft reaction, just...
Oh, and there's lots of it.
We're going to have it for you. There's lots to talk about. Not just the picks themselves, but of course, like... Freaking video, like,
yes.
we can't get away from it.
Yes.
So listen to that pod. We'll be talking all about the Eagles. For the Parks Pick pod, what we thought would be fun, we've been doing our NFL futures. We're going to continue that next week. But we thought it'd be fun with the draft happening as we speak, obviously the biggest story of the weekend, to look at the top 10 picks. We've already done some of these odds. Others we haven't. We'll get to over the next couple of weeks in terms of futures. But we want to look at the top 10 teams and see if with these picks... if there's any real shift to their chances to win their division, like how important...
or if they're better bets.
Yeah. How important are these top 10 picks to being a better bet to win the division? So let's dive right in, Elliot. We all know, number one, the pick of the draft.
Trevor Lawrence.
Going number one. Who saw it coming?
What a total shock. It was so... I get why they do it. And if you're a Jaguars fan, you want those 15 minutes to
No, that was so dumb. I hate it.
I agree.
Just make the pick. Everyone... in the world knows you're taking Trevor Lawrence.
But if you're a Jaguars fan, you're probably like, someone's actually talking about
this
you, first
is our
of all.
Moment.
Yeah, exactly. Like this is what you play all those games for to get the
yeah,
top of the draft
pick. Talk about
us
in a good way. Like things are going to be good now instead of bad. Yes.
Right. All right. So looking at the odds here at the Parks, I'm at the website today, not the app.
Look at you. Yeah, use the app. The app is great, but
Elliot, app is great. But I have the laptop up. All right. So Jaguars plus.
That's the beautiful thing, by the way, about technology and about the Parks app is you could do it on the computer or. On the
technology,
app.
Man, I tell you. It does amazing
wild,
things.
Wild thing, yeah. Right, Elliot?
By the way, I have a bet going right now as we speak. I have a soccer bet going. So I'll
I
be
love
following
it.
That
I
as it
love it. We'll hear about that when we do. We'll get a little later. We'll talk about the app. You tell me what bet you got going.
Okay. All right. So Jaguars plus 800 currently. Here's the shocking thing to me. And hand up, I should have looked at their odds before the picks to see how they changed. But Jaguars plus 800, not the worst in the division. The Texans plus, you want to guess?
1,200.
2,000.
Wow.
So that tells you they don't think there's any shot to Deshaun
Watson. Deshaun Watson plays, yes.
And honestly, even if he does at this point, they might just be
such
a train
wreck. I mean, look, they were 4-12 last year with him having a historically great season, according to a lot of people.
But outside of like the year where the Jaguars were good, I can't imagine there has been many years where they've had a 1,200-point jump on the fourth place team.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So
it's a good point.
Plus 800, the Titans right in front of them at plus 125. Look, I think the Jaguars are going to be a disaster. I'm not an Urban Meyer guy. I like the running back they took out of Clemson, but
taking him at the 25th.
Yeah.
Especially when you just had a UFDA guy in James Robinson,
right,
who was one of the best running backs in football last year from a production standpoint. It's like, you hit. You got lucky. You did the thing that everyone wants to do, get a late-round
yes.
running back or a later-than-round running back and have that guy work out. Like, to waste a first-round pick there on a team with needs all over the field was an asinine decision.
Now, what I will say is I do think it's cool they were teammates. Like,
sure.
That, there is a cool part of that.
Yes, good for them, but, like, what are we doing here?
So, all right, as anyone listens to this pod, specifically the Parks pod, knows, me and you love long shot bets.
Like, we do.
We love them.
It's like we're our
it's
kryptonite.
Our safe spot,
yeah.
right? Because we don't have to actually expect to win.
Yeah.
So,
but also, because we can win so much money if we
exactly.
win. We love it.
That being said, I do not like the Jaguars plus 800.
Yeah, I don't either.
I can't talk myself into
it. I'm out on it for a couple reasons. One, I do think the Colts and Titans are both good football teams. Like, solid, well-run, well-put-together football
questions.
Teams. Of course, but Tannehill's fine. Like,
and Carson.
Wait, of course there's questions
there.
What are you kidding me?
I'm
of course
kidding.
There are.
I know, I'm just
we
kidding.
Both think he'll be better in Indy this year than he was. I mean, obviously, hard not to be better
year, yeah.
than the worst quarterback in the entire league. He'll be better in Indy, but definitely questions. I just think as football teams and as organizations, those two are in such better spots than Jacksonville. Now, look, I wish these odds were longer. If it was plus 1,400, plus 1,600, I'd say, you know what? Trevor Lawrence, a generational quarterback prospect. Like, maybe this dude just steps on the field and completely changes this team. We talk about that all the time.
True.
And
that's
I'm
true.
Not an Urban Meyer guy, but the guy's had a lot of success. I'm
that's
with
true.
You. I think Urban Meyer's going to fail in the NFL. I just don't think he's equipped for it. I don't think he's ready for it. But we could be wrong about that. And if Trevor Lawrence is amazing, all of a sudden it's like, holy crap,
yeah,
I got
that's
this
a fair
team.
Point.
But
that's
I think plus
point.
800 just isn't enough for me.
Not
it's
enough
just
juice.
Not enough juice.
Yep,
all right.
Agreed.
Let's move on to the second pick in the NFL draft, the New York Jets, Zachary Wilson.
All right. So since on the last pod, I bet I guessed odds. You want to guess odds on this one?
Yeah, I
no?
love it.
Okay.
Love it.
All right. So obviously,
Jets odds to win
the
NFC.
Put you out on a limb and say they're in fourth place.
Yeah, AFC's. I'll say plus 1,800.
Mm, close. Plus 2,000.
I should have gone plus 2,000. I was trying to not be the same as the last one for the final.
So, yep.
But
here's my thought process on it. I like Robert Saleh better than I like Urban Meyer.
Yes.
I like Joe Douglas running the team better than I like whoever's running. I mean, I guess
it's
Urban Meyer's
Urban
GM.
Meyer's running
yeah.
the team. Like,
but
he's not, but he is.
I like Joe Douglas running a team better than Jacksonville. I don't like Zach Wilson. I just don't. Like, I think he's small. I think he was good at BYU for 1 year. Like, that doesn't sell me a whole bunch on anything. I like the Elijah Vera Tucker pick. I like Elijah Moore, right, was
mm-hmm.
the receiver they took at the top of the second. Excuse me. But they're not winning the division. Like, the Bills have a better chance. The Dolphins have
all
a better
all three of those teams
yeah,
are
considerably better.
Like way better.
Considerably. Like, to your point, and I think it was a good one, there is a shot that Trevor Lawrence, like, the quarterback changes everything. It's honestly why I like the Eagles plus 500,
because yep.
who knows? But Zach Wilson could be amazing. And they're not winning that division.
Yeah, the Bills are way better than the Titans and the Colts is the point, too. And I would even argue Miami might be better. At least they're in the discussion.
Agreed.
They're like a similar team.
If they played each other, I'd probably bet Miami.
And you know what? With the Pats, with all the moves they made and stuff, Belichick, like, I wouldn't doubt that they're at least a competitive team. So I'm with you. I think there is, even though I like plus 2,000, don't get me wrong, those are good odds for a team that, to the similar argument that we just made for Jacksonville, Robert Saleh, if Zach Wilson actually is the one who was the best quarterback this class,
right,
we don't see
right,
it coming.
Right, right.
They could be good quicker than
they're
we expect.
They're still not getting the division.
That division's just too
and
tough.
And actually, to go back to the Jaguars, mm-hmm. if Carson gets hurt, it's really at that point only the Jaguars.
Yeah,
and
the Titans. So
yeah.
that's a much more.
They were
more
a little competitive last year.
Yeah.
I'm still not going to bet it, but you've talked me into it.
At least, again, if it were longer odds, it would be a decent
yeah,
bet. It's
plus
800
not appealing.
Isn't enough for the Jaguars
yeah.
in that spot, especially if we're not Urban Meyer guys.
Yes.
If you're, hey, if you're listening to this, because there are people out there who think we're dead wrong about this. If you're an Urban Meyer guy, if you think Urban Meyer is just an amazing coach, like Jody Camera loves Urban Meyer, wanted the Eagles to hire him. Like, I know.
Yeah.
I know. But, like, if you're one of those people, like, take a shot. Like, sure.
Yeah.
Like, Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence, that could turn into something, and there's a chance, but we're not there. All right. I think the most interesting one we're going to talk about in this top 10 is what the Niners did at 3, taking Trey Lance. We both predicted it. We both said it on the pod prior. We said they're not taking Mac Jones at 3. I don't believe this. I will not believe it. It's
yes.
not true.
No shot.
I think it's Trey Lance.
And, of course,
Lance.
He fell to 15.
But it is an interesting one for odds because this guy's a project. He's unknown in that way. And we don't even know if Jimmy Garoppolo is going to start, what they're going to do. There's a lot of unknown. All right, so let me guess. I would guess they are.
I would be floored if you got this right. Just, I know that's a bit of a hint.
So I'm going to guess that they are the third. Are they ahead of Arizona or behind Arizona? I would guess they're ahead of Arizona. I'm going to say they're the third best odds in the division. I'll say plus 550.
Okay. The San Francisco 49ers are plus 180 to win the division.
What?
They are tied with the Rams, ahead of the Seahawks. Seahawks are plus 300. The Arizona Cardinals are plus 600.
You're telling me the Niners are tied for the favorite
They're
to win the division?
They're tied for the favorite to win the division.
Okay, so don't bet on the Niners to win
okay,
the division.
Okay, so here's what I would say. But.
I mean, there's just too many variables there.
The Rams are going to win that division.
I'd rather bet on the Rams with Stafford. Honestly, I'd rather bet on Russell Wilson at longer odds, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
so here's
they won the division last year, the Seahawks.
Here's my, like,
12-4.
Dirty confession. I'm kind of all in on Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think, like,
should have seen this coming.
I think Trey Lance.
Is it just because his name is Trey Lance?
Awesome name.
I know.
Looks really cool.
I knew
right?
That was, like, I knew it was part of it.
He looks like he's going to be so good. And, you know, we talk about this all the time. So much of how a draft pick does is just where he lands.
Of course. He's in the best situation.
He's landing in the best situation by far of
he
all these guys.
He might be landing in the best situation for a top three quarterback.
Maybe ever.
That
honestly.
I can remember. Like,
I mean, the Eagles in 2016 was decent.
Good one.
They're a good franchise.
And there have been ones along the line. Like, there have been some good spots, teams trade up, whatever. But, man, to go to a team that has infrastructure, was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago and got killed by injuries last year, and, has the best offensive coach mind in the league. Yeah, that's a pretty good spot.
So if they were plus 550, like you bet. Like,
I would have bet on a second.
I would have been like, that's one of my favorite bets in the league.
In a second. I like
tied
them.
For the division.
I
has
think
to
they could
moved.
Win the division. I just can't believe they're plus 180, especially because we don't know if he's going to start.
We
it
should
could
find
be Jimmy
out.
G.
I'm sure the people at Parks could let us know. I'd be really curious to know what it was before you took Trey.
Yeah. Well, I can't jump too much, right? Because Trey Lance, we don't even know if he's going
Mac
to start.
Jones, I mean.
What, instead of Mac Jones.
That's
yeah,
what
you're
I'm
right.
Saying.
That's
like,
an interesting point, too. But it wouldn't think that much. It probably went from like 250 to 180 or something. It wasn't like it would jump from 600 to 180.
A lot of good quarterbacks in that division.
Yeah.
By the way.
And again, I just think everyone, like, it could see any of those teams theoretically taking a step forward and winning the division. I wouldn't bet on Arizona. I like the other three better, but like, they're all at least have quarterbacks. They're all talented enough. So that's an interesting one. I would not bet on it because of the odds, but I definitely think the Niners could win the division. That's kind of where we're both at.
Yes, for all sure. Right. I just wouldn't bet it.
Yeah I agree.
All right, it'd be a fun bet, but I wouldn't.
It would be. All right, now this one I think is a really fun one because we talked about this team already. And I do think that the Atlanta Falcons taking Kyle Pitts was the right decision by them, and I think it makes them better, like immediately better.
Yeah, immediately better.
And we talked about that division, and it was kind of a weird – it's kind of weird because it's the box, but like – things happen. Tom Brady's 43. Like, if that goes bad, like, any of the other... We don't like the Saints. I think the Panthers and the Falcons are frisky.
Do you remember what it was last time we did the division?
It was plus 800 for the Falcons.
So that's what... Okay. Well, I ruined it. But that's what it still is.
So it still is. So it hasn't changed.
And the Panthers are down to plus 12. I feel like because the Falcons were last, if I'm not mistaken.
They were.
Yeah. So I don't know what happened.
So the Panthers went further odds.
I mean, all they've done is acquire Teddy Bridgewater.
It could be... Get rid of Teddy Bridgewater, but acquire Sam Darnold. But when we did it, it was before the Darnold trade.
Wow.
It could have been that they thought they were going to draft a quarterback
and
get more excited about Justin Fields and the Panthers than about Darnold and the Panthers.
You're right. So Falcons plus 800, we agreed when we did the NFC South pod that it was one of our favorite bets.
Yep.
I like it a lot now.
Yeah, I like it
Kyle
better.
Kyle Pitts is going to be awesome. I will say I don't like him in number 8.
It's a disaster for
him. It's not good.
I will say it does seem like he might be one of those rare talents who can transcend number. We've seen it. Guys, I mean, Peyton Manning was number 18. One of the best quarterbacks in the history of football. Number 18 is an all-time disaster number.
Jalen Reagor.
I mean, it's even worse for a wide receiver than a quarterback, let's be real. But 18 on a quarterback is like, oh, you're screwed. You're never going to be good.
It was McCown's number when
and
he was
Peyton
here.
And Peyton Manning wore it. So, like, you can transcend your number. You just have to be great.
Quick number talk. Did you see Darius Slay switch to number 2?
Don't hate it.
I don't hate it either, but here was my initial thought was, that should have been Reagor.
It should have been Reagor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no question. Good
so
point.
Do you think this means Rager's not moving? If he, like, he's got to get to 3, like, right away.
He just has to get out of 18.
Exactly.
Like, honestly, I don't even care what it is.
But he's not going to get 7. I hope he doesn't take 8. I guess it'd be better than 18, but it still would not be great. Obviously, 9's the GOAT. 5's the best quarterback of all time. 4 is Jake Elliott, but I wouldn't really like him in 4 anyway. So you got to get to 3 if you're Reagor. Rager, if you're listening to the pod right now, stop what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening. He loves to hear people talk about him.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Big fan.
I think he has every single account that mentions him
blocked.
So I don't think he'll be listening to the Parks pod.
All right. So we both love Atlanta plus 800.
Yes.
I think that offense has a chance to be dynamic. I mean, like, let's say they don't trade Julio Jones. Matt Ryan is good.
Yeah.
And they got Kyle Pitts, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley. And even if they don't have Julio Jones, Kyle Pitts, Calvin Ridley, they got Gurley. Like, and I love Arthur Smith. You know, that's maybe.
You're bigger on him than I am, but
might be
I agree.
My favorite
I think it's a definite upgrade.
Yeah. One thing, by the way, really quick, I kept forget when we were talking about hiring coaches, and this is so doesn't matter anymore.
All right.
But I one thing I forgot to mention about Arthur Smith that I liked, and I know we talked about his father and who he is.
I was going to say, are you going to say the UPS thing?
FedEx. But,
yeah, okay.
We talked about that, but I didn't parallel it to he knows how to speak billionaire. Like, that guy knows how to speak billionaire.
Okay. I'm glad they didn't hire him because this would be a debate.
I think that matters. Like, the ability to, like, talk to owners, to get owners to believe in you, to get a, like, this guy knows how to deal with billionaires.
You know who else I think is good at that, actually, now that you bring it up? Howie Roseman. So,
yeah, very
how
clearly.
Does that make you feel?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we move on? Yeah. Let's move to the Bengals. Another interesting one, as, you know, it was the whole Chase versus Sewell thing
yes.
here. They go Chase. Look, I'm never going to rip anyone for taking Jamar Chase because I loved him. I wanted him to be an Eagle, all that stuff. Very happy with Devontae Smith, how it turned out. You all heard the pod.
Yes.
But I do think they probably should have taken Sewell there.
So I was thinking about this, and now that it's over, I think we can be emotionally honest with each other and say, if the Eagles were at number 5 and they had the exact line the Bengals did, we would both be saying they should take Chase. Like, you can find an offensive line.
You're right. That's
you know?
A fair point.
Like, again, I get the logic makes more sense.
Yeah, you're right. It's
but
easier to say
real.
That for another
like,
team than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's way easier to say it for us when we're like, you know, thinking maybe he'll fall.
It's a fair
you
point.
Know, but
yeah.
So I can't completely kill him. Regardless, they're plus 2,200. Sorry, I told it again.
No, I would have guessed plus 2,000, so you would have,
okay.
You know, everyone close.
You know, like on paper, I don't hate their team. I like Joe Burrow. They're going to have a loaded offense now. T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. They were obviously very competitive last year.
Yeah, Tyler Boyd, I mean.
Yeah, until Burrow got hurt and it fell apart. We'll see how Burrow comes back.
That's the biggest thing.
The issue is just, and I actually think the Ravens could fall off a little. The Browns are
it's
always
just, come
potential.
On. It's the Ravens, Browns, and Steelers. Like, they're not winning that division. We can
no.
flat out say, if we're
yeah,
just talking about division odds, I like plus 2,200, especially because I love Joe Burrow. If Joe Burrow did not get hurt last year and finished out the year looking like he looked and was coming into year two with no injury, no whatever, because look, we've seen it, man. We've seen it. As sad as it can be, we've seen what a torn ACL
yeah,
can
agree.
Do to someone's career. So I need to see Burrow come back and look great and all that before I'm like ready to make a plus $2,200 bet on that. Because Burrow is the kind of guy, like I would bet on those
Agreed.
Odds. I'd take a shot.
They might be
and
my
also,
favorite last place bet.
Yeah, they're going to come in last. Also, I don't like Zach Taylor. I'm sorry.
That's true.
I'm just
yeah,
out
like
on
Zach
Taylor.
Taylor.
So, all right. Through the first five. Five more to go quickly. As we always talk about, download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Elliot and I have had so much fun gambling on anything and everything, as he mentioned. Got a little soccer action going?
Yeah, so I woke up this morning, my team's playing, and they were underdogs. They looked, they were plus 275, and I'm like, that's weird because they're way better than this team. And I said to myself, Elliot, you're reading this correctly. This means you should not. Like, this is weird, right? Anyway, so it's the 75th minute, they're down 1-0. So,
yada,
so it
yada,
is what
yada,
it is.
It's the
yeah.
75th minute, they're down 1-0.
Yeah, but I swore, like I woke up, I saw the line, I called my dad, and I was like, this is weird. And then I was like, but, you know, whatever.
I love that you called your dad about the gambling advice, too.
Yeah.
That's strong.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that seems to be how it goes for Elliot and I. Elliot and I make the right read. We feel good about it.
Got bet with your heart.
And then, yes. But here's the fun thing. Betting itself, because now Elliot gets to care about a soccer game that's on a Saturday afternoon that he wouldn't care about otherwise, that no one would care about otherwise. And it is, we've had so much fun, especially with basketball games. Like, we're heading towards the playoffs. Like, there's going to be some awesome, awesome stuff. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be locked into betting on those playing games because that the one in, one out, like, that's going to be super fun. We had so much fun betting on college basketball back then, and baseball's going. I know Elliot's been rocking some who's going to hit a home run
yes.
tonight and stuff,
yes,
which
yes,
is a
yes.
blast. You could do all that stuff. It's super fun. It's intuitive. It's easy to use. You could do live in-game betting, props, teasers, anything and everything. And here's the deal. If you sign up now, you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. A $500 risk-free bet. Just download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use our promo code GoBirds. That's GoBirds to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Again, that's PARXCasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. As always, you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Elliot, moving on. The sixth pick, a.k.a. the Howie Roseman swindled the Dolphins pick.
Yes, he really did.
God, how sad would we have been sitting there at six?
Oof, like, especially after day two.
We didn't talk about that much. Well, that's in hindsight, but just in the moment, we're sitting there at number six, and it goes Pitts Chase. It's just like...
Well, they wouldn't have taken Smith, I don't
know. No, I know. I'm just saying if they had not made the trade and it plays out that way, we're sitting there at six like, well, this sucks.
Yeah.
So thank God they weren't there. The Dolphins decided to take Jaylen Waddle, Elliot.
I thought it was a reach.
I thought it was a reach too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Clearly. I don't like Waddle as much.
I like Smith better. We talked about it. We both did.
I like Smith considerably better.
Like noticeably better, yeah.
Yeah. I would have taken Waddle over Patrick Surtain, but I think Surtain's a better player.
I told you I'd take Surtain over Waddle. Yeah.
Well, I like Surtain, you like Surtain, so there it is.
I'm right though.
Yeah, you are. All right. Do you want to guess?
Waddle is explosive and good there. So you just alluded to them. So we have, I'm assuming the Bills are the favorite. Dolphins probably second. Bills, I would guess, are a minus favorite to win the division.
Yeah, minus 150. Yep. You're reading this right. So
I would say plus.
I'll give you one hint. It's a weird number.
Plus 220.
Good guess. Plus 333.
Oh, so 333. You're right. It's not even an even number.
Right.
Interesting. Okay, so
tied
a little higher.
With the Patriots, by the way.
Really?
Them and the Patriots are tied, and then the Jets, who we've already discussed, plus 2,000.
So this is what this comes down to me. I think the Bills are winning the division. We talked about this division. We both do. But, like, I like the Dolphins. And this is a good bet.
This is your team.
This is a good bet to me because I think they're definitively the second-best team. I like them a lot more. Not a lot more, but more than the Patriots. So if I'm getting the same odds as the Pats, I like that bet. Things change. Josh Allen gets hurt. All of a sudden, you're winning the bet. I think this really just comes down to Tua, right? It comes down to what do you think of Tua?
It's a big if, though.
Yep. I know. That's my one problem with Dolphins.
Where are you at with Tua?
Not there. Yeah. I didn't like him in college. So that's my problem with the Dolphins.
Did they sign a backup?
I love everything around the Dolphins. I love the roster. I love the coach. I love the coaching staff. I love the way they go about their business. I'm just not in on Tua. And that's a big not in to be on.
Yeah, and the odds aren't great.
It's decent. Plus 333 is solid. Look, I thought there would be plus 220.
Solid, but like you mentioned, I think the Bills are definitely winning.
I agree. But again... Josh Allen gets hurt, you're sitting pretty.
True.
So I think they're better than the Patriots, and thus, at the same odds...
I don't know if they're better than the Patriots.
I would rather bet on them than the Patriots, personally.
Fair. I mean, Mac Jones. I don't love Mac Jones, but, like, the Patriots are a good organization. They were competitive last year. I don't know. I like Miami, but, you know, they also are not a team that's shown that they, like, know how to win consistently.
Oh, agree. Look, I'm not saying it's a lock or whatever. I'm just saying, of the ones we're talking about, you know, would you... I'd take a... Look, I'm not... Bet my whole bankroll on it, as they say. But I'd throw a couple shekels on the Dolphins plus 333.
So it's not shekel season, but a few
shekels. Just a few shekels. Okay. A dusting, a sprinkling.
a sprinkling of shekels on the Dolphins.
Okay. That's where I'm at. Next one. As we have four more picks to get to in the top 10, number seven pick. I don't know. I'm guessing we're not going to completely change our opinion of them, but I do like the Detroit Lions taking Penei Sewell.
I guess. It's a boring pick. Yeah.
It is a boring pick, but you know what? You're the Detroit Lions. You're starting over essentially as a franchise right now. Like, that's what you do, right?
Yeah.
Like, you build in the trenches. We believe in that. We do. As boring as it is, we believe in it.
Sure.
And this guy's the best offensive lineman in the draft, theoretically. I like the pick for them. It's not going to make me bet on them to win the division. But all of
a
sudden.
We had discussed this. We had discussed this, didn't we? Or was it?
Yeah, I love the I love their over. Remember,
that's right.
I thought organizationally they're going to win more games. I think it was like 5 or 4.5 or 5 or whatever. I love the over.
All right, do you want to guess the?
I would guess they're like plus 1,800,
plus 2,000.
So I was going to say 2,000, but I wanted to mix it up. But here's what's interesting: this division all of a sudden is very interesting because the Bears, the field thing. Who knows? Minnesota. Who knows? Aaron Rodgers might not be the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Like, legitimately might not be the quarterback.
So, honestly,
we did this division, and we're like, well, the Packers are just going to win the division.
Yeah. So, honestly, the Bears plus 350, because we both really like Justin
Fields. We love Fields.
Packers minus 134. Talk about a disgusting bet.
Yeah. If you made that already, you're
that's
oh,
bad
God.
News for you.
Yeah.
Because I think even if he's back, it's going to be ugly.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But
I still think they're the best team if he's back because he's Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to play great because he's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But still.
So the Penei Sewell doesn't change it for us.
No.
But, and Justin Fields isn't in the top 10, so we can touch on that quickly. I do like Bears plus 350 now.
Yeah, I also would, I mean, like, in a weird year with a weird division, like, I don't think it's crazy at plus 2,000 to throw, like, $5 or $10 or something and take a long shot on Detroit in a division that could have a lot of turmoil. And, like, if they're well-coached and tough, maybe they could surprise. Look, I don't think Detroit's winning the division. I don't want, you know, to sound like I think they could win the division. I mean, Jared Goff's their quarterback.
Right.
But, like, I don't know. That division seems like a really interesting one to me for value because who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, the Rodgers thing is a wild card.
All right, next one. The Carolina Panthers, you mentioned it before, went down from the last time we looked at it, probably not because of the pick of J.C. Horn.
No, although I don't think that pick impacts their season at all.
Yeah, so what do you think about the – we still like the Panthers, I think, at plus 1,200. We liked them before at the other number, so I like them at plus 1,200. I think Darnold could be much better there. Like, I think they're worth a couple shekels.
Yeah, yeah.
If something happens to Tom Brady, that division's wide open.
We talked about how much
we
like the Falcons, so that, you know, counter – it conflicts. I don't want to have.
I think well, I don't no, but they're long shot bets. You could put a couple on each and say,
if something happens
to Tom Brady, one of these two teams, because we hate the Saints.
Yeah, because we don't think the Saints are winning it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. I agree with you.
I don't love it. I would actually rather bet on the Falcons, even though they're less odds now. I think the Falcons. I just offense over defense, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
But I don't. You know.
But I think Sam Darnold could be better in a better organization.
And I like Matt Rhule. I like Joe Brady. I like the staff. Like so.
Right.
You know. I think that's an interesting one. Speaking of interesting ones. And it's not going to be because of who they took, because the Denver Broncos took Patrick Surtain, which you know I love. I think it's a great pick.
Oh, I like where you're going with
this. The Denver Broncos are the most interesting team we're going to discuss in terms of chances to win the division, because Aaron Rodgers has said three teams he wants to go to, and it seems like the Denver Broncos are not only on that list, but for many people talking about it, appear to be the favorite.
Should we bet this right now?
I mean, I like the Broncos roster.
Do you want to guess what it is, by the way?
Yes, good question.
It's a very appealing number.
I'm sure it is, because if you think about it, I mean, you've got Kansas City obviously is like minus whatever, minus 180, 200, whatever.
Yeah. In fact,
more.
The book must have already reflected the possibility, but it's still a good number.
Yeah, and then you got, you know, the Chargers will have better odds still. And the Raiders are probably, they probably have the worst odds in the division, right? Oh, they jumped the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, all right, I'm going to say minus.
Oh,
I'm sorry, plus. Yeah. Excuse me, I have minus. Jesus. Plus 1,000.
Plus 500.
Okay, so I only went that high. I was going to say plus 600 originally.
I'm sure that's what it was before.
Because of the way you phrased it as tasty, you know, or whatever, I kind of jumped it
a little bit. Plus 500 is
good odds.
It's good.
Yeah, the problem is you're in Kansas City's division. That's the tough part. We're talking about winning the division. Like, that's a hurdle.
Yeah, but if they get Aaron Rodgers, they're almost as good as the Chiefs. Like, let's be honest. I mean, let's be real here. They have a good defense. They have weapons on offense.
Yeah, I know. But they still have Vic Fangio versus Andy Reid.
Yeah,
they still have,
fine.
And
I'm
just saying. It's still.
If the Broncos get Aaron Rodgers, they are, like, especially with 17 games, they're a double, not just a double-digit
well,
win team.
This
they're
way.
Like
let's
a 12
this
win
way.
Team.
Let's think about it this way. What do the Broncos' odds change from? If they're plus 500
already,
now.
To be honest, I think already reflects.
It did. There's no question. No question. They were in the thousands. There's no question. Or at least the high
Well, the Raiders are plus 2,000. Think about that.
Probably what happened. I'll bet you they were flipped.
Keep in mind, the Raiders are on his list, too.
Yeah, which is interesting. So with that in mind, like I think if they get Rodgers, they go down to what? Plus 100 something? Plus 200 maybe? So you're getting like 300 plus 300 plus 400 worth of value. Yeah, so I mean that's good value. If you think that there's a really good shot Aaron Rodgers ends up in Denver, that's a solid bet. I would have liked it to be slightly longer odds to feel great about.
So
against
here's another interesting thing. The Broncos are now plus 2,000 to win the Super Bowl. The Packers are plus 1,800. So the Broncos are a top 10 team. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They're ninth.
Okay, so everyone thinks they're getting
Aaron
Rodgers.
So the book is in.
The book is basically saying they're getting Aaron Rodgers.
So the Broncos would be a fun team. Where I would,
I wouldn't make that bet. It's not a good enough odds for me. Especially because they don't have him yet. They don't have him yet. It's not a lock.
But I think throwing like $20 on the Raiders might be
I do
that.
Too, because like they could still jump into this.
And they could get him.
They have all kinds. Yeah.
By the way, my team's down 2-0, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah. R.I.P. that bet.
R.I.P. All right, let's get to the last of the top 10. The one we've talked about already, so we don't have to talk too much about the Devontae Smith pick.
Oh, this ends nicely.
Everyone knows how we feel. We absolutely love the Devontae Smith pick. Has it changed the Eagles' odds, Elliot?
So if I remember correctly, it was plus 500.
They were plus 500.
So they're plus 450 now.
Oh, it went down a little bit.
So it went down a little bit.
All right.
I guess I haven't seen the video. Odds makers have not seen the video. Again, I mean, look, I'll be honest in saying that the day two really... Killed my buzz. killed my buzz.
It killed everyone's buzz.
But I still think they're the best bet, plus 450. Like, Washington didn't get a quarterback. So that's huge. Dallas, I mean, I like Micah Parsons, but I don't think it's changing my impact.
So
on it.
I still think Washington's the best bet. I'm going to pick Washington as of now, and we'll see what changes. I'm going to pick Washington to win the division. Like, so any plus odds I'm getting on Washington to me is a win. I think they're better than Dallas. I think they're the best team in the division. I'm betting on them to win the division. But I will say to you, in terms of pure odds, for me, it's Washington, but otherwise, I do think the Eagles are the next best bet in the division.
Yeah, I think because the Cowboys.
I think they have to be.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm out on the Giants. What a loser organization.
Yeah, I couldn't
agree
more.
Can we talk about what a loser? Their fans are losers. Their team's losers. Their head coach is clearly a loser.
I told you my
whole. Still whining. Oh, we missed the playoffs because of the Eagles. Oh.
Yep. Now they got jumped. They got jumped by the Eagles.
Good.
I told you my official slogan and like stance on Giants for 2021 is like, fuck out of here.
Like,
there's just no way. There is no way. So,
well, apparently Gettleman wanted Landon Dickerson, too, so at least we...
That's bad news.
Makes it better, yeah. Well, he wanted Devontae Smith, too, so we're in on that.
True.
So.
Yeah, that's a little easier than the Landon Dickerson evaluation. But, yeah, so plus 450. Again, I still think it's my favorite bet in the division.
Yeah, Washington's mine, but I do...
Creeping closer. And look, Washington's plus 275.
And I do think Devontae makes them better. Like, he just makes them better day one. We talked about this. Like, take someone in the first round, is going to make you better day one right now, and he does.
Yep, immediately. Agreed. 100%.
That video, man. All right.
Well, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, check us out. We're going to be on the radio. This pod's going up right now, so if you listen to this pod immediately, if you're the diehards, you're probably already listening to us on the radio, and we fucking love you.
Amen.
Is how
Amen.
We feel. You are our favorite people. We love you all. If you want to check us out, great. If not, the pod will be in the feed like 4 o'clock this afternoon, something like 3:30, whatever. So check us out. We will dive into the all of it, the whole of it, the pics, the video, the feel, all that stuff. So check that out. And again, otherwise, we'll, of course, be back next week and all that as well. So until then, he's Elliot M. James. We'll talk to you soon.